suppose a mistake was always going to settle that game, I think, today. And unfortunately for us, and good for you, it came off one of ours, and you won the game.
Yeah, you know, we spoke in the first half, you know, that we've got to give FC a lot of respect. They're a very, very good side. You know, they always come strong second half of the season, and we felt first half we give you a little over too much respect, and we spoke about closing you down a little bit more in the second half. I think we did that on a couple of occasions, and, you know, we pinched it, and, you know, was a bit unlucky, but... You know, listen, FC are a good side, and you know we know that, and we've got loads of time for him. I've got loads of time for Margie. What he's done at the football club has been tremendous, and for us to win is a big result for us. You know, little old Ashton, as they say. So we're dead pleased.
I don't know if you realise, but we've never actually beaten the league here. We've won once, a friendly and a trophy with. We've never won the league, so it's one of our grounds that we don't like coming to.
Yeah, surprising, because everyone else loves coming here, because we seem to throw 3 points out like confetti. Something we've got to try and put a stop to. But listen, when you've got 800, 900 people on the ground, it helps the opposition, and it helps us today. You know, we're raising our game, and they're the sort of game good players want to play in. And you know, make no mistake, FC have got a lot of good players, and you know. I don't think they've had a chance, so I've got to give a lot of credit to my back four and midfield for really stifling the opportunities that you've had, and you know I think we've reduced it to long range shots, and I think one at the end where the young lads got through. But you know, we're dead pleased, and you know, as long as we can stop FC winning here every time they play, that'll do for me.
He did us a favour the other week by beating Charlie, but he couldn't do it again today. But you know.
We try and beat everyone.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
We go out and try and beat everyone, and that's, although it looks like, you know, we set up differently against FC because we know how you like to play, and you've got good footballers, and I think you see that. We give you the respect you deserve, and you do deserve a lot of respect, and the way we set up and we get the forwards defending from the front, and you know, we're happy to do that, and then we just know that I've got good pace in the team with Armadi, with Coslow, you know, with Burns and with Piers. I've got good pace, and if we can press higher...
You've got Jed patrolling that midfield.
Yeah, he's not had a great game today. You know, we're disappointed with Jed today. He's not had his best game, but he just gives a load of verbal, doesn't he? And he just gets amongst the game. Yeah, he gets amongst the game, and, you know, he's a big part of what we're doing, and we've missed him over the season. He's missed a lot of football this year, and we've missed him in certain games when he'd have made an influence. But we've got good players in there. Danny Lambert, young kid's come on. They're only 19. He's come on, and we've got Ian Bennett, and Warren Beatty, for me, has been magnificent.
He was at Kendal, weren't he?
And he went to Australia. That's and we signed him in mid-October, and he's just been the catalyst for us, you know, the way he rats about in midfield.
Have you been feeding Kyle Harrow? Because he weren't that big when he played for us.
No, I mean, to be fair, Kyle's had a really indifferent season. He started the season like a house on fire, played the first 10-11 games, got sent off twice in over about a 3 or 4 week period, and it cost him his place in the side. And then he's only recently got back in the last 2 or 3 games. But you know, Kyle's a very, very technically good player, you know, and hopefully now he's learned a lot with us this season, and he can learn a little bit more over the summer, and you know, he'll be better for the season he's had with us. So yeah, it's good. Yeah.
On Saturday.